from the shadows of the radio towers, this is the Gay PHX Podcast. Your community radio on demand.
It's gonna be a good day. And everything is going to go my way. It's gonna be a good day. The sun is shining bright and it's here to stay.
Hey everyone, it's Billy Foster and welcome back to the Gay PHX Podcast, where we celebrate queer stories, real people, and real community. This week, we're coming to you from Palm Springs. The desert air, the leather energy, the sound of the palms, it's all part of the in-between week of Leather Pride and Palm Springs Pride, and honestly, it's been incredible. It's one of those moments where we remember why we do what we do, to connect, to recharge, and to celebrate who we are, wherever we are. Before we dive into today's conversation, I want to send some love to Dennis and Forrest over at Melrose Yoga back home in Phoenix. They help me find balance, whether it's on the mat in their studio or on the massage table. And even from out here, I'm still following their advice from afar. And if you haven't met them, go stop by the studio and say hi. They're an amazing pair of guys. They make getting healthy feel personal, supportive, and fun. Phoenix is lucky to have them. Now, speaking of balance, or maybe even losing it in the best way possible, let's talk about Go Deep. If you were here in Palm Springs Leather Pride, you know exactly what I mean. 500 men, red lights, deep bass, the kind of night where freedom, connection, and fantasy all blend together. It was raw and electric and absolutely unforgettable. And while we're talking about Palm Springs, we've also got to give a special shout out to the Speakeasy Hotel. We found this little treasure and couldn't keep it to ourselves. It's a restored triplex turned into a boutique gay hotel. Cozy, personal, and perfectly located near the Tool Shed, Club 541, and Arenas Road. Rick and Gary have really built something special. A homey, welcoming gym that's the perfect staging ground for everything Palm Springs, Pride, White Party, Leather Weekend, you name it. They've got full kitchens and spas for each of the different big boutique rooms. I encourage you to check it out, speakeasyhotel.com. And as you plan your next trip, remember to support LGBTQ+ family here in the desert, because the Canadian travel boycott has slowed down tourism, and these small gay-owned businesses, the hotels, the bars, the restaurants, and the shops, they rely on our community to stay strong. So spend it where it matters, tip generously, and let's keep lifting each other up, because that's what Chosen Family does. And just a quick reminder before we move on, your daily updates, announcements, and any last-minute changes, tune into the Gay PHX stream. That's where you'll get real-time updates about what's happening across Phoenix, from weekend lineups to special segments. If something changes, we can update that instantly, and you'll always be in the know. All right, let's get to today's show. We're sitting down with Jerome Como, a proud member of ALBAC, the Arizona Leather Bears and Cubs, to talk about growing up native, queer, and learning to walk confidently in two worlds at once. It's about heritage, healing, and the pride that comes with you when you stop apologizing for who you are. I'm Billy Foster, and this is the Gay PHX Podcast. Now let's hand it over to Brian for this week's events.
You're listening to the Gay PHX Podcast, where community comes first.
Hey, 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 it's your Desert Den Daddy Brian from the shadows of the radio towers and under that still sparkling post-Halloween moon. Welcome to Brian's Hot 3, your weekly rundown of what's heating up in the valley as we roll into November. This week, we're trading cobwebs for cocktails and spooky for social, with bingo balls, beer bus, and a Melrose block party that's got Phoenix glowing brighter than ever. Let's roll into it. Here are your Hot 3. Hot pick number 1, Bunkhouse Bingo at Paddo's Bunkhouse, Wednesday, November 5th at 7. It's the first Wednesday of the month, and you know what that means. Bingo! Come for the prizes, stay for the people, and let the good times roll. Whether you're a seasoned card dabber or a first-timer who just likes shouting, oh, 69, it's always a wild, welcoming night with the beer tenders keeping your glasses full and your spirits high. Brian's hot pick number 2, Melrose First Friday. Every first Friday, and this one will be on November 7th at 5 p.m., the Melrose Mile lights up again for the First Friday. Art, music, food, and local love. It's your chance to stroll the strip, support small businesses, and soak up that signature Melrose magic. Stop into your favorite queer-owned spots, grab a cocktail, and vibe with the artists and makers who keep the district beating strong. Make it a full night, start in Melrose, and end wherever the dance floor calls your name. Hot pick number 3, Bears of the West First Friday Beer Bus. Friday, November 7th at 7 p.m. Every first Friday, the Bears come out to play and drink. $5 gets you your first cup, $3 for Bears of the West members, and $1 refills keep the fun flowing all night. It's part social, part pregame, and community, with the beer tenders working their weekend magic and the crowd serving up hugs, laughs, and a little friendly fur. From the shadows of the radio towers, I'm your Desert Den Daddy Brian, reminding you that connection is the real prize and Phoenix shines brightest when we show up for each other. A massive thank you to everyone tuning in. Your energy, your pride, and your love keep the community roaring.
We don't have a transmitter. We don't have a big broadcast tower humming in the desert, but we do have you, and that means everything.
So keep laughing, keep loving, and keep supporting the bars, artists, and Bears who make Phoenix proud. Until next time, I'm Brian, your Desert Den Daddy, and that's what's hot.
Want all the details? Head over to GabePHX.com, your one-stop shop for queer events, promos, and everything happening in the Valley.
New episodes, local voices, big queer energy. Subscribe now to the Gay PHX podcast.
Get ready to lace up, leather up, and brunch down. Onyx Southwest is bringing their very first community kinky leather brunch to Phoenix, happening Saturday, November 15th at Cobalt Bar. Join the Onyx Southwest brothers and their guests from Los Angeles for a day that celebrates community, kink, and connection. Featuring go-go dancers, live demos, drag performances, amazing food, a cash bar, and a 50-50 raffle with proceeds benefiting Trans Queer Pueblo. This isn't your average brunch. It's bold, inclusive, and unapologetically kinky. So grab your harness, polish that leather, and come show your pride at Cobalt Bar. 3110 North Central Avenue. Tickets are just $30. Grab yours now through Brown Paper Tickets. Presented by Onyx Southwest, where brotherhood meets power, pride, and play.
This is what community sounds like.
I'm Daddy Dave, your friend in the fight to end stigma. And I'm the founder of Team Friendly, here today to talk about DoxyPep. Are you hooking up? Living your best life. Keep it hot and healthy with DoxyPep, a little pill that helps protect you against STIs after sex. DoxyPep. Doxy is short for doxycycline, and PEP is an abbreviation of post-exposure prophylaxis, meaning taking a pill after sex. You've probably heard of PrEP, which is pre-exposure prophylaxis. That's taking meds before being exposed to HIV. But DoxyPep goes like this. Take one doxycycline dose soon after sex, for sure within 72 hours. This helps prevent bacterial infections such as syphilis, chlamydia, and gonorrhea. If doxycycline sounds familiar to you, yes, it also treats STDs. Ask your provider if DoxyPep is right for you. And if your provider doesn't know about DoxyPep, inform them. Or find a provider that meets your full sexual health needs. Live your best life with DoxyPep.
The Phoenix Boys of Leather present the 17th annual Wax a Bear fundraiser. Saturday, November 15th at the Anvil. Bid on our sexy bears as they get waxed live on stage. To the highest bidder goes the pelt. Plus, win big at our charity auctions with custom Build-A-Bears, leather gear, art, and handcrafted kinky delights from local vendors. Our friends at Ripple Phoenix will be there with free HIV testing and check-in. Support their mission to give our community the love and tools to live stronger and healthier lives. And remember, this night is for everyone. Femme, masculine, non-binary, trans, however you shine, there's a place for you at Wax-A-Bear. Don't miss it. Wax-A-Bear 2025, November 15th at the Anvil. Come ready to cheer, bid, and celebrate.
More stories, more voices, more pride. You're tuned in to the Gay PHX podcast.
Today you'll hear what it means to grow up native, queer, and proud, to carry heritage and healing into a space built on trust, brotherhood, and chosen family. This is about reclaiming identity, finding confidence, and showing the world that pride can wear many kinds of leather. Please welcome to the rainbow-tinted microphone, Jerome Como, proud member of ALBAC, the Arizona Leather Bears and Cubs. Thanks for joining us today.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
So can you paint a picture for us of what life was like growing up
on the reservation?
So originally I was from California. I was born and I lived there for a few years. Most of my time, though, I grew up in Arizona. My grandma and I, once we moved here to Arizona, she was full Native American. And for a little bit of time, I grew up in Globe, Arizona. And just speaking on that as well, unfortunately, they had that flooding in the past weekend or so. I'm sorry to hear what happened there. But going on from there, I grew up in San Carlos, Arizona. So it's about 30 minutes east from there. Pretty secluded, pretty isolated from anywhere else. The landscape is pretty flat as well, mostly desert. So growing up, it's pretty small. You knew most of the community already. Yeah, there's not too much else speaking about that part of that. But growing up, it was pretty quiet, just taking every day.
Well, how does that compare to like living inside of Phoenix?
Oh, so yeah, like I said, it's very rural. There's like a post office, a gas station, some of the basic amenities that are there.
But and, just one, you know,
unfortunately. Yeah,
like
exactly.
There's the car wash.
Yeah, exactly. There's a hospital. There's a grocery store. Not as much compared to Phoenix, obviously. Population very small as well compared to Phoenix. But yeah, I guess those are some of the parts I can think of.
So since it was such a small community, was it like living in a spotlight because everyone knows everybody? Versus in Phoenix, you could be pretty anonymous, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I would definitely agree. I say, yeah, being like small town San Carlos, you know everyone, especially like in school as well. You basically knew like all the students who like hanged out with who. There wasn't too much that would go on if you would go out and do something or hang out with someone during the weekend. So everyone kind of knew.
Everybody knew everybody's business because you were at the same place that everybody else was because that was the place.
Exactly. And being in such a small area, there's not as much opportunities or stuff to do versus compared to Phoenix.
Now, when you were there, were you,
do what you do.
Out? Yeah. Were you closeted? Were you just not aware while you were there?
So, I would say definitely, you know, a little bit more to myself, reserved in my space about it. I definitely knew once I was starting in middle school, towards the end of starting high school, I pretty much knew who I was. But there wasn't really anyone I could really share that part of me with at that time. But I just wasn't really, like I said, just confident. I wasn't comfortable enough. I just wasn't as open as, say, like another one or two students that were out at that time. So I kept that part of me just to myself. And it wasn't something that I was afraid of or something that was negative about me. It was just I didn't know how people would take that if I was to share that side of me. And it wasn't until I moved out of the reservation, out of that town, then went into college that I became more open about myself and I was able to be more comfortable and explore a little bit more.
So,
yeah.
Growing up, you did have people that were out, though. Is that correct? Did I hear that correctly?
Yeah, some of the more elders that were out on the reservation that you knew. There's also a couple of students that I would run into from time to time in high school, obviously, and he knew and they were comfortable about it. Yeah.
Very cool. That's actually encouraging that in such a small situation that there were people that were comfortable while you were still questioning, wondering, debating, so to speak. So when you started exploring in college, was that more in Phoenix? Was that?
So yeah, no, at the time I went to a college in Flagstaff after I moved. Not as tiny, but not as big as Phoenix, obviously, but once I got to that point, I had a good sense of what the apps were and where the people like hang out and talk to socially online. Once I moved it to college, I was like, you know what? Why not try it? Just see what happened. I started going on some of the apps, some of the social, and started talking to people. And that's the basic first step that I went through. And I just took it further from there and so on.
And so then where did you find that sense of confidence to then actually come out?
So I would say probably when I first moved to Phoenix was the first step that I was more open about myself about it. Growing up like growing up on the reservation, starting college and starting school and finishing school, I didn't really have any other gay friends, no one to talk with or to hang out with and to share these things with. And being myself, I was a lot more reserved, quiet. I barely even talked to my roommate at the time. But it wasn't until Phoenix when I moved here and I started to get to know people in the community, and it started with one person, one individual, and he was a great person and a great person to talk to and share things with. And at the same time, he helped me, and he would show me places in Phoenix, show me the community more, some of the people that hang out with him and who he hangs out with. And that was definitely the big step, and just growing more confidence in myself. And later on, you know, once finding those communities, and one of the biggest groups, obviously, was ALBAC. And that definitely gained more confidence in myself to become more open about it and to not care what people thought about me. And here we are now. I'm definitely open and more confident in myself to share this with. And for the people that don't know, or they do know, this also helps out with that. And especially just talking with you.
Right. That's the whole goal of the podcast, is to help establish connection so that if people have seen you out, now they'll get to know you a little bit beforehand. So then maybe they've got an introduction. They have a stepping off point where they didn't have that necessarily before.
Yep. Yeah, no, anyone listening right now, sorry.
There's nothing to apologize
I'm
for.
I'm gay.
What first drew you towards the leather community? Was it like curiosity, connection? Was it something else? Yeah. Was it what? I mean,
yeah, no, definitely. It was definitely curiosity. That was the biggest one. Just anything in general, anything that I've seen. I've always just been curious in general. And yeah, the biggest thing was just curiosity, just finding what's out there, exploring, experimenting, definitely trying anything once to just get a sense. We don't know how long we'd be on this earth or how much time that we have here. And so one of the biggest main things for me is also just the learning experience, just stepping out of my comfort zone, just finding things out there. And so that one of the biggest things and one of the first things I found was the leather community.
And how did stepping into that first event feel for you emotionally?
Oh, if I am honest, I was very nervous.
Yeah.
It was very different from anything I've known before. Just even stepping out, like just out in public, all of it was just very new to me. And like I said, socially, I'm not as expressive, or I'm not as maybe open to some of the things. So it was all just all new to me, and just taking the time to just adjust. And yeah, just like I said, it was just very new to me. Just stepping out of my shell, that was just one of the main things. But it had to take some time. Yeah, I'll be honest, it was just a little nerve-wracking. But here we are. I've been in Phoenix now, in the community, about 3 years now. And I'm, like I said, I'm just very much more confident in myself and taking those first steps rather than being passive.
And I say that even though you aren't, I don't know the right term, like what my husband is, I'm not. I'm good behind a mic. But in public, I'm good at following his lead. I'm good at being his Abbott to his Costello kind of thing.
Exactly. So, yeah.
And I admit that there's a bit of a crutch. I'm a radio guy. I'm used to being in a room like I am now. But you are always one of the first to volunteer to do something or to try something. Good on you for always doing that. I always think that's amazing that you're like, okay, I'll give it a shot. And you just like, and that's what's great. That's one of the things I love about you. I love hanging out with you. It's always so much fun.
Oh, me too. No, I appreciate it. I'm always so grateful to have met you and everyone else in the group, and just always seeing you out when I can and talking with you. It's always a nice time. I always appreciate it. And even just being here, I've always wanted to join this podcast and to just talk with you and just share things. So I'm finally glad to be able to make it down to do this.
Me too. And again, it's another, the reason I wanted to do this is because it's an inspirational story. I know there's a lot of people out there that are feeling loneliness and they need a sense of connection. And that's why we did this. And that's why conversations like this are really important, because people need to understand that there's always this first step. And that's what you've got to take, that first step in order to get into that bigger world of everything that's out there. And there's a huge loving community out there.
Oh, yeah.
Now, how have, like, your native roots and leather identity Have they like intertwined at all?
I would say, yeah, in some ways, they've definitely intertwined. I would say in general, just growing up, I've always been, I said, more spiritual in a way. Just feeling the energy and just being there in the moment. And even with leather, it's a big part of that as well. Because in a sense, it's not just with the piece of the leather that I'm wearing or when I'm going out that I'm just wearing this and just showing it off. But at the same time, cherishing each piece and honoring that sense. And whenever I do have the leather on, it's a way that helps me out with that confidence and brings out that energy in me that I can share that with other people and that some that may relate to me as well. And it's not a way to shield me, but a way that helps me express myself out. It's like a shield.
I've heard it described as leather drag. It's the same kind of transformation that the drag queen goes through when they put on the drag queen persona and everything that goes along with that. The same kind of thing happens with leather, is my understanding. I feel that in what little leather I put on, because mostly what I'm trying to do is embrace being a nudist. But
exactly.
Now, have you ever had to bridge misunderstanding between these two worlds as far as being native and being someone into leather?
Fortunately, I haven't really run into that situation before. And for some of the people back on the reservation too, most of them still don't know about me, or if they do, it is now. But yeah, no, never really run into any cases of that since, which I'm fortunate about and I'm grateful. And there may be other people that may not have that sense. And so if there are people like that too, there are people out there in the community that you can talk to and to share things with, or if you ever need help, there are people out there. So yeah.
You mentioned that you found your confidence through community. How do you help others find theirs?
Yeah, so definitely being out and sharing my stories, just like now, here I'm doing it now. If there's anyone that's out there looking for help, I hope to be that person that I can share my first experience with and any resources or anything that I've known since being here. I'm always happy to share that with other people. And myself, I'm still learning about it every day and every year, more and more about myself, more about other people, and more about just the community in general. So I hope to share that and express that in any way possible, whether it's through media and through art or just being out in person and just talking. It's all it is, just having that conversation. Because I think it's a very powerful thing, just being able to talk to people and sharing stories, sharing any personal moments, sharing that vulnerability. I think that it's very, very important. And it's something that I definitely enjoy doing. So I think other people that are out there, people are listening to this, if they see something that's out online, yeah, just definitely come to me, taking that next step, like I said, just taking that chance in that moment.
Now, if you could speak to your younger self back on the reservation, what would you tell him about what's ahead?
I would tell him, you're going to run through highs and lows, and it's okay. I know that might sound a little maybe cliche, but in your life, you've already run through so many things and hardship and troubles along the way, and it won't stop once you're here in Phoenix, once you're here in your present self. Just having that confidence in yourself as well, being more open, always continuing to grow, and also respecting yourself. That's definitely one I've learned. Definitely having that resilience. And if anything else, like I said, just taking that moment, not caring what other people think, or having that paranoia that other people are talking about you or going behind your back or any of those cases, just being not standing up for yourself. That's definitely what I would tell them.
Yeah, and what I've learned is people are going to talk about you behind your back regardless. So there's no sense in worrying about it.
Yeah, exactly. And if they already know, then they know. I'm like, okay, that's cool. I can't care. There's too much other things in the world right now. There's too much energy that I have that I can't just take that out on anything small like this. I don't have the time to be angry or to feel these emotions. There's too much out there that I need to go out and do.
Now, what message would you have for a listener who might be along the same path trying to reconcile their roots of who they truly are?
Yeah, I would say making it, to your own taking it to your own path. I said, just take the time to research, finding things that are out there. I said, just going at your own pace and ability as well in that moment and just doing what's best for you. That's definitely the biggest point that I could share to anyone. It's just taking it to what makes you feel you rather than taking it. You can also take advice and opinions from others into consideration, but ultimately it's up to your decision, whatever you decide to do next. And like I said, doing it for you, doing what's best, and just taking it to the next step. And I think, like, going back to your own pace and ability, whether it takes 5 years, 2 years, 2 months, maybe even 2 days in the week before you do that next thing, you know, it's all up to you. Just taking that time.
So now, when you were growing up with other kids that were open, was there the same kind of bullying going on?
I would say no. It's especially now, in these few years recently, there wasn't really any sense of bullying, which I definitely admired, and I'm glad that it seems like things are changing for the best. There's still so much more that can be done. But I don't know, in the area that I grew up, in the school that I went to, there wasn't any sense of that bullying, and it being in the small community, it seemed like it didn't matter whether or not you were gay or straight or any of that senses. I think I was very grateful to be in that area where I think that you could have been out and nothing would have happened to you, which I definitely enjoyed. Like I said, I was a little bit more to myself. If I was to go back when I was starting new, being a freshman or sophomore or just starting, I feel like I could have just been myself and it would have been fine.
So that leads me to an interesting question that I've been waiting to find the right person to ask, because I grew up with that kind of bullying and I have coping mechanisms to deal with that. And now with what's going on in this day and age in our current political climate, I'm worried about people much like yourself who were accepted. Have you had anyone turn on you, I guess, is my next question. Anyone who used to support you and tell you should be yourself and accept yourself and is now MAGA?
Oh, I gotcha. I would say, personally, no. I haven't really run into anyone in that case. Luckily, in school, everyone knew each other. And like I said, socially, you know what people are doing. And some of the individuals at the school are in that side of things now. And that's the decision. That's their choice. If that's that side of things that they want to do, so that's understandable. But just going back, I'm very fortunate and lucky that most of the friends that I hang out with haven't turned that side when it comes to politics. I'm lucky in that case. And I still hang out with some of them even to this day. And that's been, I want to say, 5-10 years now, and I'm still hanging out with some of these people. So I'm very grateful, like I said, I'm very lucky that they're still here and I can still share these things to them. So yeah, like I said, I'm very lucky in that sense. Yeah,
that's great that you haven't experienced it, because that's the thing that I'm most concerned about, is someone who you've trusted or looked up to now turning. And say, I joke that we did all these things saying that people needed to love and accept themselves. What we didn't realize is that a lot of these people, once they did that, they realized they were Nazis.
Yeah, exactly.
So now they're just being true to themselves. That's when we asked them to do it. And now they're out and proud.
Being ourselves.
Where can people follow your journey, keep in touch with you, see you at an LMAC event? How can people follow you on those social medias?
Oh, yes. So, like I said, my name is John Como. Basically, I am on any social media that you can find. I do go on Facebook from time to time. I'll post like a meme or something interesting on a post that I'll share it, or maybe just a past event or just anything in my life that's come up, I'll share it. So I guess you can find me on Drawn Como. Pretty simple, GeronComo. You find me on Instagram as well under the same handle, just Drawn Como. I have also a little spicier, more content on Instagram as well.
The 18 plus.
Keep on find. Yeah, exactly. So that's Gentle Giant Cub as well. If you want to find me on there.
Gentle and Giant Cub. Oh, writing that down, sorry.
Exactly. No, you're good. So I'm also on there. I am more expressive, like I said. And I like to share. I like to be more confident in myself. And these are some ways that I do that.
I'm on that same journey as well. So I'm right there with you. That's why I'm like, this is how I build it, too.
Yeah,
community.
Exactly. So this is a way that I do that. And so if you find me on those, just be wary. You might find something or run into something that you may not have seen before of me.
Inquiring minds want to know. Drawn, thank you so much for joining me today. Yeah. I really appreciate you doing this. Yeah. This is great. This was awesome. Thank you so very much.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm very glad to be here and finally had the chance to come here. And life, I just thank you again. I appreciate it.
Another reason we love this community.
Buns are warm and the dogs are hot. The picnic dogs, the best they've got. Grab your pals, don't be late. And Roro Dog, it's a tasty day. Roro Dog, hey, service by. From the grill to the groove, come join the crowd. At Roro Dog, we're proud and loud. Yeah! It's Wiener Wednesday, come on down. Half off wieners all over town. Big buns, big fun, bring your friends to play. You know it's Roro Dog all the way. Ayo!
Phoenix, get ready to feel the sparks of joy. Join the Desert Overture Wind Symphony and Desert City Jazz for a festive winter concert that will ignite your holiday spirit. Sunday, December 14th, 3 p.m., live at the Tempe Center for the Arts. It's a musical celebration with warmth, rhythm, and community, from dazzling symphonic classics to swinging jazz favorites. And here's the best part. Gay Phoenix is giving away two pairs of tickets. Enter now at gayphoenix.com for your chance to experience the season's most joyful performance. That's Sparks of Joy, December 14th, 3 p.m., at the Tempe Center for the Arts. Tickets and information at desertoverture.org or enter to win at gayphoenix.com.
Hey you. Yes, you. Think fall means things are cooling off? Think again. Grit is heating Phoenix back up. It's the pre-Thanksgiving play party where five slings, bondage gear, and the infamous shock shack set the tone. At a warm hot tub, open air rope zones, and that anything goes energy Grit's been serving since 2015. Just in, we've got two passes for you to join in on the fun. That's the pre-Thanksgiving play party, Sunday, November 23rd at Grit.
Freaking awesome!
Street legal at the gate, inside the limits disappear. BYOB, costumes encouraged and consent enforced. Once the dungeon's full, the gate closes. RSVP or enter to win now at gayphx.com. That's gayphx. Bear Union is back in Phoenix, and Gay PHX is giving you and a friend a chance to get into the den for free. Win two passes to Bear Union Phoenix, Thursday, November 14th at Mustache Phoenix, an official Come Union event built for bears, daddies, big guys, and the men who love them. It's a night of bold energy, zero judgment, and men who know exactly what they're there for. Enter by November 9th at noon. Winner announced November 10th. You must be 18 or older and local to the Phoenix area. Sign up now at gayphx.com. That's gayphx.com.
Huzzah! Welcome to All Queer Shakespeare, the world's first all LGBTQIA+ Shakespearean theater company. Tickets are on sale for our latest show. Check us out at allqueershakespeare.com. It's a gay old time.
Pride lives here.
What an incredible conversation today, and a huge thank you to our guest, Jeron Como, for sharing his story, his heritage, and his heart with us. Jeron, your honesty, your strength, and your voice remind us that pride doesn't look the same for everyone, and that's what makes our community so powerful. Thanks so much for everyone tuning in and spending part of your day with us. Whether you're listening from Phoenix, Palm Springs, or anywhere this podcast reaches, we're so grateful to have you as part of the Gay PHX family. Big love to all the folks that we connected with here in Palm Springs this week. The hugs, the laughter, the late night conversations reminds us of why we do this. And a huge thank you to the Palm Springs Leather Order of the Desert for an unforgettable Leather Pride weekend, a space that was welcoming, freeing, and absolutely electric. We also have to give a little love to the Speakeasy Hotel. It's one of those rare places that feels just right the second you walk in. Cozy, private, and built with heart by Gary and Rick. They've turned a mid-century triplex into a boutique getaway with full kitchens, private patios with spas, and that warm neon glow around the pool at night. Pure Palm Springs magic. Plus, it's walking distance to the Tool Shed, Club 541, off the charts dispensary, and it's just down from Arenas Road. If you're coming out to Palm Springs for Pride, Leather Party, Leather Weekend, White Party, IBC, Tidal Wave, any of those, and you want a desert escape, check out thespeakeasyhotel.com and support this incredibly gay-owned gem that truly supports this community. Now back home at Phoenix, you've got to show up for us this weekend at Pat O's Bunkhouse. It's the Queer Center's Fall Fest, and it's happening Saturday, November 8th at 7 p.m. It's hosted by Sonia J. Savage, and it's going to be a blast. Pumpkin contest, bobbing for dildos, the bake-off, silent auctions, vendors, and more. We won't be able to make it this year because we'll be here at Palm Springs Pride, but we need you to go out there for us and tell Jesse and the crew that we love them, we're cheering them on, and that we'll be there in spirit. And while you're marking your calendars, we're giving away tickets to the Sparks of Joy concert, passes to Bear Union, and entry into Grit's pre-Turkey Day stuffing party, because nothing says community like getting a little stuffed before Thanksgiving. All the details for these three contests are up right now at gaypxx.com. Enter today for your chance to experience the community. Plus, get ready for Leather and Skin Weekend at the Anvil Bar, presented by the Arizona Men of Leather, happening November 22nd and 23rd. There'll be fiery demos from Wayne Bronner, flogging from Leather Rob, boot blacking by Master TK and Crux, leather vendors, and a $300 Coven Phoenix tattoo gift certificate giveaway. And also a sausage fest cookout with $1 hot dogs and brats, no cover, just community and connection. More details will be coming soon, so keep your ears on the Gay PHX stream for updates. And speaking of the stream, remember that we are live 24/7 with daily announcements, real-time updates, and stories that keep you connected. If something changes, we can update the stream instantly. So whenever you need to know what's happening across Phoenix, just pull up the Gay PHX stream and we'll be right there with us. You can find that in TuneIn or MyTuner app or Radio Garden, a lot of places that you can find online stations, or just gayphx.com. And we're growing because of you. Every time you share the show or tell a friend or spread the word, you help queer voices be loud, proud, and heard. That's how we built this. One listener, one story, and one connection at a time. So we'll just keep bringing you the stories, the laughter, and real-time talk that matters most, and we'll keep showing up because you keep showing up for us. I'm Billy Foster, and on behalf of my husband and everyone behind the mic here at KPHX, thank you for listening. Thank you again to Jeron for being a part of today's episode, and you're the reason KPHX exists. Queer stories, real people, real community. I'll see you next week.
Thanks for hanging out with the Gay PHX podcast.
Be kind.
Be bold.
Be you.